I think my man, Governor Gary Johnson, better be knocking on some wood this morning for some good luck. Greetings, you beautiful humans. It's 16 minutes after 9 o'clock on your Thank God It's Friday Morning. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein, in the studio. I'm fired up. I got to tell you that right now. Got a huge program planned for you. Coming up after the great Tom Carco's news at the bottom of the hour, we will be visited by the intermediator, Chris Harrington. Haven't talked to Chris for a little bit, and I need some intermediation. I'm torqued off. I'll tell you why momentarily. And then in the 10 o'clock hour, we will be talking to the local civil rights leader and author, Milton Thompson. He'll be back in as we continue our community conversation on race. Great news about Milt's book, The Only One in the Room. It has now been added to the required reading list for a class at Columbia University in New York City. So very cool news for our man Milt. We'll be talking with him in the 10 o'clock hour on Community Conversations right here on AM 1400 WRJ. And so, Governor Gary Johnson, that millions upon millions of Americans had never heard about until yesterday, is trying to recoup from his flap yesterday in not being able to immediately identify Aleppo. For you beautiful humans that have not heard what happened, this occurred yesterday morning, and I talked about it yesterday morning because it's part of my preparation for this quality broadcast yesterday. I was monitoring the Morning Joe program, which I often do. A lot of very good information and interviews about politics. And Mike Barnicle, the legendary columnist and commentator on MSNBC out of Boston, he asked Governor Johnson, who was on the program in studio, a question about Aleppo. Here's how that went.
About Aleppo. And what is Aleppo?
I'm going to start it over again because I want you to hear Barnicle's first question. And also, if you could see the video, after Governor Johnson says, what is Aleppo? And the second time that Barnicle says it, you can just see on Barnicle's face that he knows that he's got a major gotcha moment.
About Aleppo.
About
Aleppo.
Aleppo.
And what is Aleppo?
You're kidding.
No.
Aleppo is in Syria. It's the epicenter of the refugee crisis.
Okay, got it. Got it.
Okay.
Well, with regard to Syria, I do think that it's a mess. I think that the only way that we deal with Syria is to join hands with Russia to diplomatically bring that at an end. But when we've aligned ourselves with, when we've supported the opposition, the Free Syrian Army, is also coupled with the Islamists, and then the fact that we're also supporting the Kurds, and this is it's just a mess, and that this is the result of regime change that we end up supporting, and inevitably these regime changes have led to a less safe world.
So yeah. An alliance with Russia is the solution to Syria. Do you think Vladimir Putin and Russia are a good and reliable partner?
Well, I think diplomatically that has to be the solution, is joining hands with Russia to bring this civil war to an end.
Joe.
So Aleppo is the center of a lot of people's concerns across the planet about the terrible humanitarian crisis that's unfolding not only in Syria but especially in Aleppo. You asked, what is Aleppo? Do you really think that foreign policy is so insignificant that somebody running for president of the United States shouldn't even know what Aleppo is?
Do you understand how disrespectful this is? That was Joe Scarborough. saying to the former governor of New Mexico, who's polling third, on the verge of being allowed to debate Donald J. Trump and Grandma Hillary because he's at that 15% threshold. He's at 15% in 10 states. In 42 states, he's 10% or higher. He is pulling significantly from both the major parties' candidates. Listen, I want you to listen again to how Mike Barnicle responds when Gary Johnson honestly asks him, what is Aleppo?
About
Aleppo.
And what is Aleppo?
You're kidding.
No. You're kidding. Would they ever talk to Hillary or the Donald that way? The left and the right are unified now. They are freaking out about the possibility that Gary Johnson could get into these debates. Because this represents a huge upsetting of the apple cart. Back in the day during the Cold War, we had obviously the United States pitted against the Soviet Union. And it was a major deal. For those of us that lived during that time, first of all, we never thought that the Soviet Union would collapse. We thought this was just the way it is forever. The East versus the West. The Iron Curtain versus freedom. And then Ronald Reagan stands up in Berlin and says, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. And here comes Mikhail Gorbachev with perestroika. And there goes Soviet communism. But at the time, I always wondered how in the world that anybody could be making the case for communism. But I can tell you guys something. That the leaders in the Soviet Union believed in that system because it worked for them. For them, it was the best system. The power brokers in the Kremlin. For those in our country, at the top levels of society, the power brokers, capitalism, free markets worked for them. And so they were at loggerheads. Eventually, of course, as it always does, good overcomes evil. It always does. It always will. It's a hassle. It's a tragedy a lot of times. But eventually, good always overcomes evil. The same mindset is at work here. Whether they be on the right, I am so disappointed in some of the anchors that I respect. People like Bret Baier on Fox News or Shepard Smith on that same channel, Andrea Mitchell on MSNBC, Brian Williams. I lost a lot of respect, as we all did, for Brian Williams a while back when he lied about his adventures in the theater of war. Brit Hume. They are making the case that this one error by Governor Gary Johnson disqualifies him from being president because it upsets their apple cart, the status quo. The two-party system, as messed up as it is, it has worked for these people at the highest levels of the media. So whether they're supporting, generally speaking, Republicans, some of them are even supporting Donald J. Trump. A lot of them are supporting Grandma Hillary. And so here comes this guy, Gary Johnson, who picks Bill Weld, the former two-term governor of the state of Massachusetts, both former Republicans, taking the best of libertarian values, free market, freedom. Leave me alone, government. Get your hands off my pocketbook. Get your hands and your eyes out of my bedroom. Joe Scarborough knows that Gary Johnson has a foreign policy The foreign policy is we should not be making the same mistakes and doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. That's the foreign policy. The libertarians take the best from the Democrats and the best from the Republicans. Free market system. Government closer to home, as close to your location that you live as possible. Common sense approaches to social policies. A woman's right to choose. Legalize marijuana. Equal rights for gay and lesbian people. And so, of course, Gary Johnson, who has picked Bill Weld, who has said that Bill Weld, the former governor of Massachusetts, is a superior intellect. What candidate says that about their running mate? But Gary Johnson got the nomination, and he asked Bill Weld to come and partner with him. And so, yes, he looked like a deer in the headlights. He messed up big time. On MSNBC this morning on Morning Joe, they were just having the time of their life because it was all about them. They had their gotcha moment with the Libertarian nominee for president. Eugene Robinson, the columnist from the Washington Post, said that Gary Johnson was disqualified for president because he had a momentary lapse, a brain cramp, if you will, on Aleppo. Did you ever hear of Aleppo before yesterday? Well, now we're going to see what kind of leaders Gary Johnson and Bill Weld are. Because the fact of the matter is, as I said before, millions upon millions of Americans, Gary Johnson was on The View yesterday. Millions upon millions of beautiful humans throughout this country never had heard of either Gary Johnson or Aleppo before yesterday. And it was trending in social media. Here is the letter, the statement that Gary Johnson put out after this happened. This morning I began my day by setting aside any doubt that I'm human. Yes, I understand the dynamics of the Syrian conflict. I talk about them every day. But hit with what about Aleppo, I immediately was thinking about an acronym, not the Syrian conflict. I blanked. It happens, and it will happen again during the course of this campaign. Can I name every city in Syria? No. Should I have identified Aleppo? Yes. Do I understand its significance? Yes. As governor, there were many things I didn't know off the top of my head, but I succeeded by surrounding myself with the right people, getting to the bottom of important issues, and making principled decisions. It worked. That is what a president must do. That would begin clearly with daily security briefings that, to me, will be fundamental to the job of being president. That was the statement by Gary Johnson. But they're going to keep supporting Clinton, who lied to about Benghazi, who lied to the families of the victims of Benghazi that it was because of a video, not a terrorist attack. She lied to Congress about her email confidentiality. She threatened to put coal miners out of work and coal companies out of business, but she's still considered a valid president. And we have a litany of Donald J. Trump and his idiotic statements, including saying that Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton have made our generals rubble. Rubble? What does that even mean? He's praised Saddam Hussein. He's praised Vladimir Putin. He disrespected the Gold Star family of Captain Khan. But he's still considered a valid presidential candidate. But Gary Johnson momentarily didn't know what Aleppo was. In the reporting of it by the New York Times yesterday, the New York Times, the paper of record, first identified Aleppo as the capital of ISIS in Syria. No, the capital of ISIS in Syria is Raqqa. Then in their correction on that, they identified Aleppo as the capital of the entire country, Syria. No, NY Times. The capital of Syria is Damascus. And they have fact checkers. The hypocrisy of the sycophants on the left and the right is absolutely nauseating. And it ticks me off. Because we're being played to keep the status quo. Now, I know that everything in this life, consciously and subconsciously, is about control. And I know that whatever angers you controls you. So I'm going to be choosing today not to get angry about this, but we're going to see what kind of leaders Gary Johnson and Bill Weld are. Are they going to be able to take this massive lemon that occurred yesterday and make some sweet tasting lemonade out of it? We shall see. After the great Tom Carco's news, we will be talking to the intermediator about this whole situation, the communication that's going on, how not to get controlled by the situation out of anger. Chris Harrington coming on the other side of the great Tom Carco's news. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, your play-by-play man and color analyst for life, all wrapped up into one nice neat package. We will be back after Tom's news coming up next on WRJN.
Whether you learn to drive a tractor sitting on your grandfather's lap or you're still a bit greener than your thumb, you know that on the